Welcome back to another episode of Protest Tunes. Today we're talking about the protests shown in Pink's single, Dear Mr. President, and Dara Simpson, and Scout Bosley's slam poem, Lost Voices. Pink's single, Dear Mr. President, explores many forms of protest through a range of techniques. These are discussed through many points of protest, most of them surrounding themselves around the president not fulfilling all of his promises. During the year that Dear Mr. President was composed, President George W. Bush promised America a lot of things. He promised to help get people off the streets and to bring broken families whose husbands were overseas fighting back together. Despite these and many other promises being made, the president never lived up to them, and these issues were left untouched throughout his presidency. His Pink single challenges the issue by speaking up for those who can't speak up for themselves. Pink has a major following, and she can get a major part of society to hear her opinion and get the message across. Today we'll be hearing from protest professional Miss Alison Kiss.
Thanks, Laura. I'm so glad to be here today.
So, Alison, through your many years of confined and very intense research, what would you say Pink is protesting in Dear Mr. President?
I really believe that she is protesting for people's rights in society. In many of the lines in her song, she expresses how the American society aren't being heard. Let's listen to a stanza where Pink uses her platform to get her key message across, and then Laura, we can discuss the many techniques she uses to convey these messages.
Let me tell you about hard work. Minimum wage with a baby on the way. Let me tell you about hard work. Rebuilding your house out of the bombs, took them away.
Wow, that is an extremely strong message.
It is indeed. Her use of very sarcastic tone makes this stanza extremely powerful and gets a major message across. She's protesting for those who have a minimal wage and is attempting to change that. In the stanza, she challenges the issue by stating in a straightforward way, which gives the song an authentic look at how families are really struggling. I believe her look at these issues that arose during President George W. Bush's presidency was extremely effective and majorly challenged the issue within the song. Thank you, Laura, for having me today. It was a pleasure to be here.
We love having you here, Alison. Thank you for giving your professional view on this song. For our final song on this episode of Protest Tunes, we will be discussing how Dara Simpson and Scout Bosley's slam poem, Lost Voices, challenges and affirms their form of protest. Let's have a listen to one of the stanzas in their slam poem, which discusses how people should be able to stand up for themselves instead of others who don't understand what it's like to be in the other person's shoes.
The problem with speaking up for each other
is that everyone is left
without a voice.
In his slam poem, Scout switches stories with Darius, and Darius tells Scout's story about being a woman within the modern world. The slam poem focuses itself around people being left without a voice for themselves, and how people's voices, through rumour and other people talking about the issue, can get lost. This happens too frequently within the real world, in playgrounds, workplaces, homes, and even federal courts. Scout and Darius affirm the issue by switching positions and telling each other stories. They then, at the conclusion of their slam poem, state their personal opinion on the subject and challenge the issue head-on by giving people who don't have a voice a bigger voice to be heard by many. Through the use of rhyme, Scout and Darius state, "You know nothing about pain until you get told to fix it." This statement is referring to how others believe they know what's wrong and how it feels to go through something, when the truth is that you don't know how to fix something until you are the person dealing with the situation and something has to be done. Both Pink's single, Dear Mr. President, and Scout and Darius's slam poem, Lost Voices, discuss a similar area of protest. They both discuss how people aren't being heard within society and are attempting to use their form of platform to get their message across, that everyone needs their own voice. They are both set out in a different time period, where Dear Mr. President is set out in 2007 and Lost Voices is set out in the modern world where technology is becoming a major part of society, and this completely changed the perspective of the song. People are now not being heard through screens, and getting a message across to people through media is becoming more and more difficult. In 2007, when Dear Mr. President was composed, this was not an issue, as people had one major platform on media to get their message across and to be heard: television. Nowadays, media is becoming more and more complicated and extravagant, and it is becoming nearly impossible for a message to reach a whole region, state, or country. Therefore, in my opinion, Dear Mr. President is better challenging their form of protest, as more people are inclined to hear the song and hear Pink's main message. Thanks for listening to another episode of Protest Tunes. In next week's episode, we'll be discussing how Still I Rise and I Have a Dream challenge their form of protest. Until next time, stay happy, bubbly, and full of protest tunes.